You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening. We really, really appreciate you guys sharing the podcast and giving us those ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you haven't done so already, take a second out of your day and head to the iTunes stores. Give us a click on a 5-star rating and let us know what you enjoy about the podcast. All right. To let you guys know what we'll be talking about today on the podcast, I'm going to throw it over to my lovely and sometime boisterous co-host.
What? Me?
Yes, you.
Well, today is a great podcast. We have an interview from someone that I'm really excited to have on the podcast. And having listened to the interview, I feel like he's just a really interesting guy. Lean Green Dad. Real name, Corey Warren.
Yes. I was able to speak with the Lean Green Dad. We actually met him last year at the Florida BlogCon.
I think I only met him for like a split second. Because you went off and were actually one of his groups and I did not end up in his group.
Yes. He was the leader of my breakout group. And then he had a presentation that I also attended, which we talked about in the interview. But after, you know, hearing him speak, I was like, this guy is, you know, he's somebody I would like to speak to because he kind of has a similar background of me. He discovered, fitness and health kind of, I wouldn't say later on in life because I don't know exactly the time frame, but he wasn't, you know, hasn't always been a health and fitness professional. He's just discovered it. And now he's consumed by it. You know, mm-hmm. That's what he loves to do now, you've looked at his social media sites and everything like that.
Well, it is his lifestyle.
Yes, it's his lifestyle. Thank you. That's a great way to describe it. And his handle, Lean Green Dad, is a great one. It kind of describes all different aspects of what his approach to health and fitness.
It is. It's like the three main areas that you would probably hear him talk about. Lean being the health and fitness aspect, green being the fact that he is vegan, which is a really interesting thing because he's a triathlete.
Yes.
He's like a competitive triathlete and he is a father, the dad portion, very dedicated father. He has how many kids?
He has three kids.
Three kids. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
They're adorable.
Yeah. It's funny. I'm blown away by how much content he puts out. And his kids are frequently featured on his videos. So family is a big thing to him. And obviously the plant-based lifestyle is a huge thing to him. He kind of did it out of necessity. I don't want to tease it too much. We get into it on the interview.
Yeah.
So a couple of notes I want to let you guys know about before we get into the interview. Some ETT news. We are getting closer and closer to Carmen's competition at the Mike Calta Punch Out, the ETT celebrity client, Carmen. She will be competing on November 12th at the LBC in Palm Harbor, Florida. So if you're in the area, you want to come see a boxing competition, very, I would say, entertaining boxing competition.
Yeah, it's not super competitive.
I would say
it's
more
professional. It is like entertainment.
It's more on the entertainment side than the sports side. I will give you that. But Carmen has been training like a fighter.
Yes.
Legitimately like a fighter, not only with ETT, but my old gym, Amir's Academy. So she is going to be, I feel she's going to be the fight of the night for sure. So you want to come check her out. It's going to be November 12th at LBC in Palm Harbor. Also, a weekend after that, November 19th, we'll be having the ETT group workout.
Yes.
And that will be the first time we'll be coming to Seminole Heights. So if you are living in the area and want to come out for a group workout, come and join us.
Yes.
All the information's at the Elemental Training Tampa Facebook page.
So it is for free.
It's for free, but we're encouraging donations. We're going to be doing a food drive for Metropolitan Ministries. So you can bring out some non-perishable food items to the workout. All right, so with that out of the way, I feel we should get into the interview. And
without further ado.
Yes. Now, enjoy our interview with Lean Green Dad himself, Corey Warren. My guest today is a blogger, a podcaster, a competitive plant-based athlete, and a proud husband and father. It's my absolute pleasure to welcome the Lean Greed Dad himself, Corey Warren, to the Addicted to Fitness podcast. How you doing this evening, Corey?
I am addicted to fitness, Nick. I'm doing awesome, man. Thank you so much for having me. I am so happy to be here.
Well, it's my absolute pleasure. When I met you last year at the Florida Blog Con, I was fortunate enough to kind of be in the small group breakout group that you were leading, and then I got to go listen to a presentation that you did. And I don't know, do you remember the topic of your presentation? I feel like it might have been on like prioritization as far as blogging's going, or at blogging
yeah.
goes.
Yeah, was that with my friend Jordan, my friend from The Walking Dead?
Yes. You had a very cool presentation where he kind of almost half led it, and then you led it. It was really cool.
Yeah, he was hilarious. I have a friend. He's one of my famous friends. You know, his name's Jordan Woods Robinson. He's in The Walking Dead right now, and he wasn't able to do the actual presentation with me because he was in Atlanta, you know, shooting the show. And so he recorded some of his stuff, and we kind of played off of each other that way. But yeah, I think it was just about marketing in general, and you know how to get your blog out there, and stuff like that. I love BlogCon; it's so much fun.
Yeah, I was curious because you were talking about you know you get a blog out essentially every day, and you're training for a triathlon. I think you were in triathlon training at that time. You do a podcast, you're a husband and a father, and then somebody asked you the question, which I was thinking is, when do you sleep? And then you said that you were still able to get, I think, 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night?
Yep, 7 hours a night.
Where is the time-generating machine that you have hidden somewhere?
Oh, man. I mean, my wife and I meet probably an hour and a half every week at our dinner table. We just sit there and we talk about the entire week and what's going on and who's picking up who from school. And then after that, of course, comes my training. And that's when I have to figure out when I'm going to get to the gym, if I'm doing a home workout, what I'm going to be doing for my training for that week, because it's something that's extremely important to me. We'll talk about, you know, fitness in a second, but I think when you have a busy life like mine with, you know, young kids, my kids are all under 8. I have a 1.5-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 5-year-old, and they're just along for the ride. You know, they shoot videos with Lean Green Dad, and they're in them most of the time, and they love it. So it's all about having fun and really, really preparing, because if you're not prepared, then oh, it's like it's a nightmare. Just things go so wrong. When we forget to meet or we skip our meeting, it's just absolutely horrible.
Yeah, like you said, the presentation was on prioritization, and I can obviously you're a master at it. And it's the way you spend time with your family and you incorporate it in the content you produce is, you know, obviously a genius concept, because I feel a lot of people when they I mean, maybe if they don't work for themselves or, you know, their job takes them away from their family instead of bringing them in with their family.
Dude, you're flattering me. You're flattering me. Thank you so much, man. I work really hard on it. I mean, I spend hours and hours a day to try to produce content that people like and they enjoy, and it's useful to them. That's the biggest thing, you know. It's one of those things that I just want to help people. That was the reason for starting the blog. You know, I had run the Ironman triathlon. I did 2 of the Ironman triathlons, and you know, I was a dad to 2 kids at the time. They were 1 and 3, and it was just absolutely brutal. The training was difficult, okay, but like coming home and being a present father was so much more difficult because I was falling asleep. And that's where the idea for you know, this Iron Dad, if you will, you know, was born. And so I even have a tattoo on my shoulder that says Iron Dad. My sister made this tattoo for me. But then we got to thinking a little bit more about, okay, what am I, you know, and then, you know, the fact that I eat a lot of veggies and I'm a plant-based athlete and everything. So we went into Lean Green Dad, and here we are, and it's been a lot of fun.
It's very fitting. And I wanted to kind of maybe kind of investigate the plant-based athlete aspect for a second. Were you plant-based before you did all your competitive endurance events, or was that kind of transition later on?
Well, I think it was a transition, an evolution, I call it, right? So I I understood that when I was training, and this was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, when I was training at that elite level, that intense level, three hours a day for whatever, however many days. I don't even remember how long. I think it was really 13 hours a week. I knew that when I was eating more plant-based foods, that I was regenerating and recovering way faster. And so my muscles weren't hurting as long. I could go for a longer duration with more intensity. And that was all from my protein recovery shakes that I was doing, right? I used a product called Vega at the time, and I still drink Vega shakes. They're great. And, it wasn't until, just recently that I'm really understanding how the body works. I'm getting my, certified personal trainer certificate, and that's going to be great. In December, I'll be a trainer, and I'll be able to train people starting in January, which is going to be awesome. But, the whole plant-based thing is very important to me because of that athletic performance. But the reason we got into it was because of my wife, which I don't know if you want to dive into that or not. But
sure. I mean, I'd love to hear what the catalyst is, how it you started pursuing or, eating the plant-based diet.
Yeah. Well, my wife has ulcerative colitis, and ulcerative colitis is a chronic condition that you will have for the rest of your life, but how you live that life is up to you. So when you're diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder like ulcerative colitis or Crohn's in that family of IBD, there's not a lot that they tell you. They don't know how you got it. They don't know if there's certain foods that affect it. And so it's really up to you to do your own research and try to understand more about your body and how it works and everything else. So first thing we did was we started a support group for people that were in the Orlando area that were, suffering from these diseases. And we still have that support group. It's a wonderful group of people. And then we said, okay, let's look at what we're eating here. And did a lot of reading, a lot of research, not just like WebMD stuff. I'm talking like deep diving into research, and found that a plant-based diet was not only one of the healthiest ways to eat, but it just seemed to make a lot of sense to us. And then we saw the movie Forks Over Knives, which, was the number one documentary on Netflix for years and still is on Netflix. And, Rip Esselstyn being a champion triathlete, and, there's huge Ironman champions that were vegan and everything else. And I'm like, man, this is cool. I'm gonna look at this. I was training at the time. She was going through ulcerative colitis, and we slowly made the switch to less meat, and then eventually no meat. Forks Over Knives was the final straw. We were like, yeah, forget this. We don't need it for protein. We are getting saturated fat from it. As far as all the amino acids and everything, and it being a complete protein, everything that we're eating that's plant-based is that. And, there's great supplements out there. There are whole food plant-based supplements to kind of cover your bases. So for us, it just kind of made sense. Jen immediately started feeling a lot better. She weaned off of the drugs that they said that she would have to stay on for the rest of her life. And, she was really good for a while. Then we decided to have our third child, and her hormones got thrown off of whack and everything, and she kind of went into what they call a flare. So, it's how you deal with this disease. So, luckily we were able to keep her kind of at a nice, even level. She did have to go back on some prescription drugs, and she's working her way out of it. But I think that combination of working with Western medicine and also taking responsibility for your own health and what you put in your body is very important to aid the recovery and how fast you get back to good after suffering from a flare or a disease or an illness like that.
Mm-hmm. Was she able to stay, eat the plant-based diet while she was pregnant also?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Once we switched to a plant-based lifestyle, vegan, whatever you want to call it, we've never strayed mm-hmm. from it. And the doctors, all of our doctors know about it. They think it's great. All of our blood work tests, we get everything tested regularly. It come back wonderful. You know, iron levels are great, B12 levels are great, D, everything. Everything's great. We monitor it, and we keep an eye on it. And, again, we're educated vegans. You know, we did a lot of research before we went into this. There's some folks that start off this lifestyle, and they might not understand that you have to take a B12 supplement because you only get B12 from cows, and cows only get it from eating grass. So, you know, that's something that's important. It's something that's in the dirt. And so if you're not eating something that's, you know, already consumed the B12, then why would you have it in your system? So B12 is really one of the only things that you can't get on a vegan or a plant-based diet. So just being knowledgeable about it helps, and it works out great. But, yeah, the pregnancy issues, all plant-based, of course.
Yeah, that's a huge point, because the research I've done about, you know, vegan diets is that you have to be a little bit more conscious of some of the nutrients that aren't going to be available, that you have to, you know, supplement, like you already mentioned. So that's, yep, that's a big a big point for anybody who's maybe interested in vegan diet, that, you know, you got to make sure you're getting your blood test done and seeing what kind of nutrients you need to maybe supplement. But I think that's true with really any type of diet you subscribe to. So we kind of touched on a little bit, you felt better when you were on the plant-based diet as being a competitive endurance athlete. Was it hard to ingest enough calories to fuel your workouts, or no?
Not at all. No, I mean, I didn't really count calories. I've never counted calories in my entire life. I know that I was, you know, if I had to guess, I was probably consuming around, I don't know, 4 or 5,000 calories a day. I mean, I know that's a lot, but I was training for 3 hours a day. Right. So, I mean, you I'm still consuming right now probably about 3,000 a day, and I'm in a weight gaining phase right now. I've put on about 15 pounds of muscle in the past 16 weeks. So, you know, that's a totally different type of training. I'm kind of taking a break from the triathlons right now and focusing on weight training, and it's been great not letting my anaerobic, you know, capacity go away, or my aerobic build that I've worked on. I'm still trying to maintain that, but at the same time, you got to taper that down a little bit if you want to build muscle. So, yeah, I raced my race weight for the 140-mile Ironman. The day of the race, I was 135. And I'm sitting at about 160 right now, so it's a totally different body, and the way it worked, it was just unbelievable. The human body's amazing.
Yeah, that's obviously something I aspire to do eventually as an Ironman. I've got to Olympic level triathlon, but I'm still, you know, I need to start, you know, really focusing on my training, much like you did. And one thing, the next topic I want to discuss with you was, you know, lean, green dad. You got the tattoo. Being a dad who, you know, is essentially a kind of a figure in the plant-based diet world, how do you get your kids to really enjoy vegetables on a daily basis? Because I know I'm not a father yet, but, you know, the kind of old saying is that kids don't like vegetables. They won't eat vegetables. But how do you put that old wives' tale to bed?
Yeah, well, you know, we teach our kids not to like vegetables. So we need to lead by example is the first thing. We eat tons of vegetables, and I always say it's all about the marketing, right? I mean, you've got to really think about how you convey vegetables to your kids. My kids always see and understand that food is fuel, right? And you decide what type of fuel you put in your body. If it was an adult, I'd explain, like, you know, a car. If you've got like a Bugatti car, you don't put 87 octane in a Bugatti, right? You put the highest premium octane food that you can put in it. With my kids, it's so silly, but like it's very simple to talk about what each vegetable does for their body. So broccoli gives you muscles, huge muscles, right? Oh man, show me those muscles, dude. Like I'll talk to my 5-year-old and like, bro, look at that muscle. Yo, Izzy, look at this muscle on Roger. Isn't he huge? Like, check this out. And he's like, oh, check this out, daddy. You know, look at my muscles. And then even more than that, you know, just messing around. I mean, he's a kid just being like, dude, you are a huge giant. And these broccolis are really trees. Show me how a giant would eat these broccolis. And he's like, oh, they'd be like, ah, you know. And they're eating this food that it's just normal to them, you know? I don't kind of incentivize them to be like, if you eat your broccoli, you'll get a cupcake, you know? It's just, it's food. It's always been food. We made the switch to a plant-based lifestyle when my daughter was like 2, and she had tasted bacon. And so it was weird for her because she was like, wait a minute, are you saying I can't have bacon anymore? Like, what are you talking about? But she understood after a while because it's just education and explaining to her what our family does. You know, and we're very lucky that all of us have embraced this lifestyle and this way of living and this way of eating. It makes it a lot easier, especially, you know, if you have a partner that's not on the same page as you, that can be very difficult. But, you know, my wife and I see food as fuel. We explain it that way to our kids. And it's preparation. You know, we're always prepared for school. If treats are passed out, we have some treats that they can substitute. You know, Oreos are vegan. Most people don't know that, but Oreos are vegan. I mean, you know, it's junk food, and you have it like once every, I don't know, every month maybe, who knows. But, it's just being prepared, and it's all about the marketing, and that seems to work for us. And combine that with the education on why, you know, on a daily basis, we're reminding our kids what sugar does to them and how it doesn't help. It distracts them, and the inability to focus, and all of these things, in addition to, of course, all the health risks and everything else. But, you know, at the same time, they're kids, Nick. You know, I mean, they're kids, and you want them to have fun, and you want them to not be freaks with their friends at a birthday party or something. So, you know, the one thing we never do is we never say, oh, it's a birthday party, just have the cake, right? Even if it's got milk and eggs in it, it's like, whatever, just have the cake. We don't do that. And that's our personal choice. We always bring a really good substitute. And if there's cupcakes at the party and we know there's going to be cupcakes, we go to Whole Foods, we get a vegan cupcake, whatever. It's all a pile of sugar anyways. Nobody notices the difference. It's totally cool. Pizza, I mean, you can go to Mellow Mushroom and get a vegan pizza. Papa John's pizza crust is vegan. You can get it with extra sauce. I mean, all of these things, our kids don't miss out on anything. You know, my son, my 5-year-old, he's got a major dairy allergy anyway, so this totally just works. You know, we found that out when he was a baby, so
yeah.
I was a bit long-winded, but
no, it's important. They're normal. It's very important because I think people feel that it's some tremendous task just to get their kids to eat vegetables on a daily basis. But if you stop associating with it as a chore and make it more as, you know, something, a pleasurable activity, and it kind of takes that stigma away from it, and maybe they'll be more receptive to actually eating vegetables more often than you think.
Yeah, and give it a shot, you know. You as the parent have to try it out too. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, my kids eat kale all the time, and they eat kale burgers and everything else. I mean, look, greens are the most difficult thing to do, but I can tell you that if you combine those greens with something sweet like strawberries or apples or bananas, and you put those in a smoothie or you juice them, they won't even taste it. And so that's what I say, it's all about the marketing, right? How do you get the kale smoothie in them? Well, you add pineapple to it, and you make sure that it's blended all the way down, because the texture could throw them right out the window. They're done, you know, and you don't want that to happen. So there's also a greens powder I use a product called Green Vibrance that's wonderful, and I just add that to my smoothie, maybe mix in a little strawberry Vega. It's like, it's a smoothie. All they know is it's a red smoothie, and they love it, and they drink it. So it's all about sneaking it in when you can, and marketing it well to them.
That's good. Those are some great tips. I'm really appreciating you guys sharing that with everyone. One more question I wanted to really get into before we end the interview is, when I met you at the blog con last year, you were talking about you were beta testing an app, and I think it was about helping people to make healthier decisions while grocery shopping.
Sure.
Can you give me a little bit more information about that?
Of course. Well, thanks for asking. I am the vice president of business development for an app called Grocerly, Grocerly. And Grocerly is the world's first intelligent grocery shopping app that auto-sorts your list by aisle based on any store you go to in the U.S. And the whole idea for it came when we were doing some research. My business partner and I were doing some research, and we found out that the biggest frustration among shoppers in grocery retail stores is that they can't find what they're looking for. And if they do have one store that they're comfortable going to, if they go to the same retailer, you know, for instance, you know, if you go to one Whole Foods in Altamont and then you go to a Whole Foods in Orlando or Tampa, it's totally different layout. So you think you know where the peanut butter is, but it's actually on the total opposite side of the store. It's going to take you 20 minutes to find it. And those same people that can't find what they're looking for very rarely want to ask an associate where it is, because guess what? They don't know either. So that's why we developed Grocerly. As far as helping people eat healthy, that'll probably be in later versions of the app. But right now, we are in beta testing. Our website is just grocerly.com. And, you know, I don't know. By the time this airs, we'll probably be launched in the App Store, though. So you never know. Yeah, it's a great app. I use it all the time. You can share lists with your partner, and you know, it's awesome. Auto sorting and seeing the available deals in that store before you go to it. It's just a killer app, and it's gonna really just help a lot of people out, be more efficient.
Yeah, I'm super interested in that. I know it's a weird thing to say, but me and my wife love grocery shopping. I don't know why. We look forward to going together on a weekly basis. You know, we always make our list beforehand, but I'm definitely interested in trying out this app. Corey, I really appreciate you coming on and talking with me tonight. I'm sure we could talk about lots more. Maybe we'll save it. Hopefully, if it wasn't too difficult for you tonight, you might want to come on in the future.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on. I'm always available to you. I'm happy to help any way I can. Any way I can. I love what you're doing. I love your podcast. Keep up the great work. You guys are doing awesome. Group workouts. If I was in Tampa, I'd be there. Way to go.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the kind words. Please let the people know what other channels or different sites they can get more information from you at.
Yes, what's up, people? All you have to do is remember Lean Green Dad. I'm at Lean Green Dad on everything. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube channel. Just search Lean Green Dad. You'll be able to find me real easy. Yeah. And, of course, leangreendad.com.
Yes, the blog, yes. And I definitely recommend the YouTube channel. There's some outtakes with Corey's kids on there that are extremely funny to watch there. Definitely future actors, I think, actors and actresses. So, Corey, once again, thank you for joining us, and I look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Corey Warren, the Lean Green Dad. Please check out all his websites and all of his sites, YouTube, his blog, his podcast. He's got a lot of great content he puts out on a regular basis. So I want you guys to support him. He supports us. So do us a favor and give him a follow or check him out on Facebook or his blog. The multiple ways you can find out more from Corey Warren. A couple things he talked about in the interview that I think was really important is... One thing about the vegan diet, even though I don't subscribe to it necessarily, but I like the fact that you have to be more cognizant of your food choices when you're on a vegan diet.
Yeah, well, I mean, it forces you to not only pay attention to what you're consuming, but it also forces you to understand a lot more about the nutritional components of all the things you're eating, because you have to know where your iron's coming from, where your protein's coming from, where your calcium is coming from. These things that are in, a lot of times, are like fortified, not just, you know, existing, but like are additional components added to foods people who aren't vegan eat on a regular basis.
Right.
So vegans have to be incredibly mindful to ensure they're getting all of these nutritional elements so that they do have a very healthy life and functional system, because otherwise, I'm sure you've heard of like the fat vegans or fat vegetarians. They're incredibly unhealthy because they just eat anything that says like vegetarian or vegan, and it's it's not really that good for you, and they don't pay attention. They don't get all the nutritional elements. And I mean, obviously, it's not good for you. You can gain weight. You can be unhealthy. You can have health problems. So I know that even though I was only vegan for a year, it was a nutritional boot camp. Yeah. I mean, my doctor, like, questioned me and was impressed by how much I knew when she learned I was vegan. And she wanted to make sure I was getting all the things. And I was like, yep, I'm eating this for this and this for this and this for this. So it is an education. I mean, there's a reason it's a lifestyle.
Right.
You've got to know.
Yeah, that's the thing that appealed to me the most, because like people who are vegan, I guess, you know, who are, and it works for them, have been vegan for, you know, extended amount of time. They have to know what their nutrient levels are. They have to get blood panels done, full blood panels, to know what they have to supplement. Because that's another big thing. Supplementation is probably more important when you're a vegan, because there are some sources, like, or some nutrients, like you said, iron, or even DHA, which is and fatty acid, that are not available to them through vegan sources. Right. So they have to supplement with it. And you heard Corey talk about it. He's on point with that. You know, him and his family is on point with that.
Yeah, he pretty much has an understanding of all of the necessary supplements and has them on a regime.
Right. And another thing I've had, I like about Corey, or I mean, one of the multiple things I like about him, is the fact that it's not like he's out pushing, it's weird. He loves the plant-based lifestyle, but he realized that it works for him and his family.
Yeah.
He's not out there trying to convert everybody to a plant-based diet. Oh, he just wants to tell people about how it's helped him, and maybe just encourage people overall to eat more vegetables.
This is the like biggest bad thing PETA's ever done for the world, is made almost the majority of regular eaters, or people who aren't vegan or vegetarian, think vegans, vegetarians are angry, you know, regular eating, hating people, because, oh my gosh, there's a huge stigma. People get incredibly defensive if they find out you're vegan, because they expect you to jump down their throats about why they should be vegan. Yet I have never actually met a true vegan who did that.
Right.
I mean, granted, I don't know PETA activists, but I mean, like, that's the personification I think a lot of people have of vegans, where I think Corey is a great example of what a true modern vegan is. It's someone that's had to adopt this lifestyle because it works for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it works, you know, obviously he has it work for his entire family. He's gone painstakingly far to make sure he's doing it in a responsible way.
Right.
You know, with his wife's health conditions and making sure that they have healthy children. He's done it in a very responsible way, and he's not there to convert the world. He's there to share why it makes them happy.
Right.
And you read his blog and all of his social media and things, he's not preaching to you at all.
No. He's just wants to show you some of the awesome aspects of a plant-based diet, or the beneficial aspects of fruit and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is an awesome thing, because we definitely don't eat enough fruits and vegetables in this country.
For sure.
Or, you know, in the whole version. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, well, I had a juice. Or,
I had a salad today.
You know,
Caesar salad.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh. So that's why it was great to talk to him. And I love that he's not, you know, he's not I want to say a word, but I don't even know how to pronounce it.
What?
He's not trying to convert people to veganism.
Oh, you mean like posture? Is that what it is?
No. It's beyond my vocabulary. I'm half caveman, so
we try to speak in big words.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
We can't always.
Exactly. So I just like to ask, and I mean, he's so engaging. I mean, we talked before and after the podcast, you know, after the interview you guys heard, and he was just so supportive and, you know, willing to go, you know, above and beyond to help me out. And just, you know, he's just, his goal is to help people be healthier.
He's totally someone that I would want to just sit down and, like, have a meal with and like just chat.
Yeah. With. I mean, he's super positive, and I mean, like, we talked about in the interview, he's creating that grocery app.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it sounds
so grocery shopping.
That's what I told him on the podcast. I mean, on the interview. We love grocery shopping. I know it's weird. I don't know why, but we love making lists and going out and grocery shopping.
But how crazy similar is it sort of that he's creating an app for basically how I've worked our grocery shopping down to a science.
Yeah.
Because we did our grocery shopping today, and what did I do with the list?
Yeah, you arranged it by the way the grocery store was set up.
I broke it into grocery store, and then I put, like, as we would walk through it, I put the items in order by how we would need to pick them up to save from that ridiculous, horrible running around in circles so that you're spinning around the store for most of the time looking for stuff.
Yeah, backtracking and stuff like that.
Completely inefficient waste of time. All about the efficiency. Can't wait to see his new app.
Yeah, that, and we're really excited about that. So I know he said it's in the beta testing period right now, so
beta mode.
We'll look forward to when that comes out, and I hopefully you guys look forward to future interviews on this podcast. If you have any possible suggestions on people we should reach out to and you'd like to hear on the podcast, please feel free to let us know about it. You can reach us on any of our social media sites, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can email us at elementaltampa@gmail.com. So all that stuff, all the contact stuff will be at the end, and you can always check out the show notes each week to get more information about what we talk about on the podcast, and Corey, including all of Corey's contacts. We're going to put that on the show notes for
this week.
Definitely
check that out.
And check him out. Please follow him. He's great, and you guys won't be sorry about checking Corey out. Trust me. All right, I think that's all we got for this week's episode. You got any more information for him?
Not today.
All right, this has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. To let you know what we'll be talking about today on the podcast, I'm going to throw it up to my...
Throw it up?
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness Codcast.
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 Yum.
One more time.